Amen. Wasn't that great? Come on, let them know it again. Hallelujah. Come on, that's what we come for. Hallelujah. To celebrate the King. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll just give our praise team a second to come up here, but really, we just tonight want to present to you a King. Amen. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's what we're here to celebrate. And just enjoy yourself. Take a deep breath. Amen. There's so much to do sometimes, but let's just unwrap tonight and just relax and enjoy your family, your friends, and each other. As the praise team begins to get ready and they start off this first song, I just want you to go greet somebody. Bless somebody in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand to your feet? Hallelujah. You go greet somebody and our offerings up front. But let me bless this service. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment that we've come to God, Lord, to honor you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God, we thank you, God, that you have given us rest. You've given us peace. Lord, that we have the opportunity, each and every one of us, to receive it and take hold of it and to walk in it. Lord, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless somebody. Bless you. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Getting ready to receive a word. I just want you to, for each one of us, just to open our hearts, pray our hearts to receive what God has for us. Amen? I just really want to celebrate who He is. I want to celebrate what He has given to us. Sometimes we get so caught up in everything going on, and I know that we repeat this, but I'm here to share with you tonight to know what has been given to us. What we have a King, hallelujah, amen. We have a King that He wasn't going to be King. He's not going to be King someday. He was born King, hallelujah. He wasn't just born King, but He was born Savior of the world, hallelujah. He was given as the Savior to all mankind, not just for that generation that was lost and hurting, but for generations and generations to come. He would be the King of Kings to them and the Savior to all. That's who we come to celebrate tonight. I don't take it lightly. I don't take any moment that I have right here tonight to come to present to you. I'm honored to declare to you the Most High. And what He has done for us. And what He has given to us. Our God has given us the greatest gift that you will ever receive in your life. Life of eternal life. A gift of peace and joy that He has given to us. That we can receive. And I want you to know that every day you can continue to open up what He's presented to us. And it's His presence. He wants to give you of Himself as you give yourself to Him. So tonight I want us to recognize and acknowledge that He desires you. That's the present that you can return to Him, is your life, is your heart, as you open it to Him, as you dedicate every step and every moment of your life, as you give it back to Him and honor who He is. And His purposes in your life. He will bless you. I want to thank you for coming. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Those kids did a great job tonight, didn't they? Come on. Praise team did a great job. I know we went traditional tonight. I love to go traditional. I love to sing those songs. And sometimes we sing those songs and you forget the words. You're not sure what they are. You just kind of... Come on, I do the same thing. We forget what they are. But that's what happens sometimes, but it's okay. There's a song that I'm going to read the words to that you all know, but probably you don't all know the words to it. So that's okay. The kids are going to celebrate. They're ready. I'm not going to be very long tonight. Say amen. And if the kids are good, they're going to be presented with a gift tonight. Amen. And you adults can come downstairs and eat cookies. How's that? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm reading out of Luke 2. And it says, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Can you say all? This is the first tax that was presented. And I want you to know that sometimes there's similarities to that, to what we deal with today. There's a tax sometimes upon us. At this present time, at this time in the year, of this moment, as much as it's so festive and we have so much to celebrate in. Come on, it's so beautiful this occasion, this time that we come, that we have the opportunity to celebrate and to be with each other. And just there's somebody I know that you can just give a gift to, or they give a gift to you. We all like getting gifts, don't you? I love gifts. Remember that. I do receive them joyfully. But it's the same days. And the word tax means this. It means to make heavy demands on someone's powers and resources, to strain, to stretch, and to overburden. And sometimes, have you felt that way? Come on. Each one of us, especially sometimes at this moment, sometimes we let things get the best of us. We let things that we feel like we have to perform, or tradition. I got to do it this way. Grandma did it this way. And you'll go to the ends of the earth to buy the specific cocoa that grandma bought or whatever. Whatever those things are, or you feel like you got to get the perfect gift, you got to give that perfect thing to your kid, or life won't be the same. I want you to know that I probably could place my daughter a piece of paper and pencil and tell me, what did you get for Christmas last year? And she probably can only write down one thing. Right? Probably, right? Maybe all of them. But the reason why I said that is because, you know what, sometimes those gifts, sometimes we make such a fuss about it, but they come and go. But it's how we deal with things. How we deal in that moment. And something was presented to each one of us, given to us, that when those stress comes, when those things come, that we have something to rest in. In Matthew 11, 28 and 30, if you could read that, but I'm going to read this. This is the lyrics to a song. God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy, of comfort and joy, O tidings of comfort and joy. God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. I want you to know that some of us don't always know those words off by heart. Maybe you do, but that's what it's about. So I want you to know that He's rescued us and He's given us rest. The Scripture declares that in... You got that other Scripture? Matthew 11, 28, 30. I want you to see this. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I want you to see that we have been given rest in Jesus Christ. Even in the midst of... I want you to know that we have a choice whether or not we choose. He says, choose of me. I've come unto you. He's born King, Prince of Peace, unto us to receive this rest. From us being weary, I want you to know the burdens that we carry upon our backs, the conflicts, the trials, the things that we go through in our lives that sometimes cause a mess. I want you to know that He's presented Himself as our rescue, as our peace, as a place of rest, that we can lay it upon Him. That strife, that stress that so much comes upon us. But what we do sometimes is we hold on to those things. We hold on to those things, but He wants us to give it to Him. To lay it aside, whatever those things are, and present it to Him. Say, here. I want you to know that He wants us to give Him what we have. In return, He will give us what He has. And what a blessing that is. We don't have to carry this on our own, because our Savior is born. And just like that song says, that rest, and we're able to rest because of what He's done, because who He is to us, to me, that I can have that opportunity. And the Scripture says in Luke 2:3, it says, all went to be taxed, every one of them in his own country. They all went to be taxed, everybody. Every one of us, we say it again, that we are all sometimes taxed. We're under pressure and things in our lives. But it don't have to be that way. We don't have to stay there. We don't have to abide in that place. But we can live in rest. And He says this, it says that and they went into their own country. See, I want you to know that this is powerful, because sometimes stressful moments, if we go the right way, that it'll bring us back to who we are in Him. I want you to know that those moments, some of those stressful times that I know that, man, I just need God. I need to hear from God. That even tonight that we've come back home. You've come back to the place with it to hear from God. To take that opportunity to hear what God has for you, each one of you. It says it brought him back to that place. I want you to know that just as the enemy, sometimes stress in our lives, but we have opportunity not to stay there. And he says that he went back to his own country, back to where he was to be. Back to the original state. I want to read this to you. That all things were created by him and for him. All things were created by him and for him. That we come back home. Come back to what our intentional, our place of purpose is in him. Listen. And it says, and Joseph went up to Galilee out of the city of Nazareth and into Judea, under the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was the house of lineage of David, to be taxed. And Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. I think that's significant because the scripture says in 1 John 4:4 that just like Mary, that we see Mary tonight, that she had that within her. I want you to know that God has presented himself that we can have him within us. We can receive him as our Savior, as our King. And just like Mary, that she had him within her, the Bible says in 1 John 4:4, it says, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me. So I want you to see that and understand that it was presented as a gift to understand that to have a Savior in all my life. To have the King. Above all the stressful things that we go through, all the things that that rob our resources. Sometimes we go through life and we use all of our, and we tap out all resources. And it's that moment where God, at that moment, what the enemy has intended for evil, God will use it for good. That in that moment is the opportunity to come back home. To go back to that place, even in a place of taxful and stressfulness. That we come back to our original place where that God has a design. And I come back to who I am in him. And I receive what he has for me. And what he's intended to give me. And all that he's presented to me. That I receive it. I take hold of it. Amen? And it says in verse 6, and it says, so it was that while they were there, a day's work accomplished that she would deliver. And just like we've seen that the baby delivered and the baby presented to us, part of worship, that's good. And listen, and just like that, just like she came to that place and we've seen her, that baby was right there. And the baby came forth. Sometimes in the midst of stressful situations, if we hold on, if we stand in him and who he is in us, that greater is he that is in me will work out of me. You know, we have to realize that and know that it all works out. The Bible says that all things work. They work. All things work out for good. Amen? Let me read that scripture. All things work together for good for all them that love him and are called to him. That respond to that call. They respond to who he is and what he has for us. See, Mary, at that time that she came to pass, that baby came forth. That sometimes in the midst of those stressful things, that things go on and we don't know how we're going to get through this. I want you to know that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That we can trust and know who he is. Amen? And then verse 7, it says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for him in the inn. Now I'm going to jump over the swaddling clothes because it specifically says that. And that's always kind of stuck in my head, swaddling. All babies were swaddled. You know how you take that baby and you... Come on. I just couldn't get a hang of that. I tried to swaddle. Put her in tight and she ended up breaking loose. But mommy would do it and she'd never get out. I try to do it now, but it still doesn't work. I want to swaddle her. She's a teenager, but I can't. So I swaddle her. But the verse says that it says that there was no room. I just want us to recognize, to know that something was given to us, that He came to this world, not just 2,000 years ago for them, but He came for you. He came to present Himself your King. He came to present you as your Savior. And all that you need to get through those heavy things, those stressful moments, and the things that gets us off course and brings us back to who we are in Him, our original design. So I just want you to hear tonight to know that I don't want to be one that says there's no room. We make room for everything else. Sometimes we make room for all the stress and all the fears and all those things, but make room for Him and watch what He does. Make room for Him. I challenge you tonight that each day that you wake up, just to open your heart to say, God, what do you have for me? What do you want to give me? Because He wants to give unto you. That's who He is. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He wants to present Himself to you each day that you can have His presence and walk in His presence of who He is as King and Savior. And there were same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings. Come on, not bad news. Sometimes we present God fearful, but they came and said, this is who He is. They came and presented good news of who He was. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and you shall find the babe. Here it is again. You ready? Say it with me. Wrapped and lying in a manger. See, that's powerful because it was a sign. When it said it's a sign, it means that it's something you're looking for. Sometimes we don't always know what we're looking for, but He knows what you're looking for. He knows what you need. He fills the void. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Just like these ones were on the, they were in at the night season in a dark place, that they were in a place of being taxed, and they were looking for something. I want you to know that each one of these guys, it's powerful because they went to the shepherds, to these ones, and what they were doing is they were raising lambs at this time for Passover. They were raising lambs, that they were taking care of these sheep. And I want you to know that this was written for them to declare this message, that they were wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And it stuck within them because that's what the shepherds would do to their lamb. See, that lamb had to be presented to the priest without any blemish. So they would take that lamb and they would wrap it in swaddling clothes, so that it wouldn't fall, so it wouldn't hurt itself, so it wouldn't break its leg. He wrapped it in swaddling clothes. And the Bible says that, this is what it declares. It says, and suddenly there was a heavenly multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest on earth, and peace and good will to all men. And it came to pass the angels gone away from them in heaven. And the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing in Bethlehem, which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. See, that was significant to them because that's where the sheep would be. And you see, the message of the understanding of a lamb was a lamb. The Bible says that there would be a lamb. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's who was presented to us. See, that was presented to these shepherds to see that, listen, you might be in a night season, like every one of us, you might be in a tough situation. My young niece, different people that you know, might be in a hard situation, but I want you to know that we can rest assured that we have a Savior. That we can rest in Him. That no matter what it looks like, no matter what storm we face, no matter what that we can know, we can have peace within us to know that greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. That whatever I'm facing, He's greater in me than that thing I'm facing on the outside. Do you ever go into a grocery store and you see those cans marked down because they're kind of crushed? They don't always do that nowadays, but they used to have the bin where there was those cans that were kind of crushed. What happened is the pressure on the outside became greater than what was on the inside. But the cans that were still had its form, that means that the pressure inside was greater than that which was outside. That was presented to us to have in our lives. That He that is within me is greater than whatever I face out there. Whatever thing I'm going through, that I can rest assured and know that He was presented to me to receive, to take hold of. And when they had heard, they made known abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered to those things which were told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. There's so many things that were presented at that moment for us not to take no understanding of and receive. Not only that, we could see that in the place that He was born was Bethlehem. And there's many meanings to that word, Bethlehem. It means house of bread, place of food, house of sustenance, house of living, and fruitfulness. See, what was presented to us was for everybody. Tonight, we are going to receive what He has given to us. He gave Himself that we can receive that. That we can have life, and life more abundantly. He became that bread. And the Bible says that the Heavenly Father took that bread. He blessed that bread. He broke the bread, and He gave the bread. See, Jesus Christ was presented to each and every one of us. He was blessed by the Father. He was broken at the cross. And He was given to each one of us. That life is significant to each one of us. This day is significant, that today our King has come. Rest assured, have peace, and rest in knowing that. And as we come, we take hold of who He is and what He has for us. So would you stand to your feet? I want each one of us just to take this opportunity to let God minister to you. Lay aside everything else. And as you come here, the Bible says that we do this in remembrance of me. You do this in remembrance of who He is and what He's done and how He's presented Himself to you, that you can receive it, each and every one of us. The gift that keeps giving. It never stops. I ask that you receive it in His name. All that He has. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I pray tonight, dear God, Lord, that we honor your name with our lives. As we come and receive what you've given to us, life, forgiveness, peace, joy, hope, that we're not lost. We have purpose. Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Silent night, holy night. He has come. And let Him just come into your hearts, come into your lives more, and be blessed this year, in this coming new year. And I wish all of you health, happiness, love, peace, joy, everything that the Father is, we wish upon you. May you have a blessed Christmas. And enjoy it with your family and your loved ones. And just remember what He has done for us. So, Father, we just adore you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the gift of your Son. Hallelujah. And, Father, we just carry you in our hearts, Lord God. Not when we leave this building, Lord God, for all time. Hallelujah. And let us remember that you are the center, that you are the reason. Hallelujah. That we celebrate this glorious season. Hallelujah. And Father, we just lift up each and every one is in this service, Lord God. Those that are dealing with hardships, Lord God, we lift them up before you and ask, Lord God, that you just touch them at this hard and difficult time. And Father, we just ask, Lord God, that your love, Lord God, and your peace and your joy go with us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
We'd like to invite everybody, if you'd like to, come downstairs and enjoy some cookies and fellowship. So come on down. And you can place your candles over here in the basket.